Please pray with me. Gracious Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Take our hands and feet and serve through them. And take our wills and bend them according to your purpose. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. How does one explain the unexplainable? Describe the indescribable, or comprehend the incomprehensible? That was the challenge facing Jesus in today's gospel, as he attempted to paint a picture of the kingdom of heaven to us mere mortals. So he decided to tell earthly stories with heavenly meanings, calling them parables. Rather than telling it like it is, Jesus told it like it might be. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. A little bit of leaven, a treasure hidden in the field, a pearl of great price, a dragnet of fish. Then he bid all those with ears to hear spiritual things to be alert to these little similes. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, small, tiny. It's one of the smallest seeds, smaller than a grain of sand from the ocean. The mustard seed held no comparison to the great cedars of Lebanon alluded to in Psalm 104, and yet so many of us tend to overanalyze the parables and fit them into a personal agenda. Jesus intended a faint picture of something unimaginable, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Suffice to say, then, that mustard seeds are tiny. They yield trees that are tall enough to give birds shade on hot, sunny days. And the kingdom of heaven, the rule of God, the new order of a better world, that is, now but not yet, here but still to come, present but not complete, is small like a mustard seed, yet offers us the kind of comfort that one would search for in a place of shade and rest on the hot and sultry days to which you and I have become accustomed with the North Texas summer. In that seed, which is the kingdom, lies a mustard tree, where all kinds of birds like you and I can find rest for our souls. Those who would worship big buildings, big stores, big stadiums, and yes, even big churches, chanting the mantra that bigger is always better, may want to pay attention to this parable about the power of this tiny seed. Jesus himself said that if we have faith even that small, we can move mountains. Nothing for God is impossible. Let those with ears to hear, hear. Then the kingdom of heaven is silent, like leaven in bread. Leaven that a woman mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Never let us underestimate the infinitude of the small, the little. In a drop of water, there is a city with tides of traffic flowing through its streets. In a drop of blood, there is a battleground with marshaled hosts of red and white blood cells. Leaven, or yeast, does its work silently. A small amount placed correctly makes the whole loaf rise. A poet once wrote, "It is not with swords loud clashing, nor the roll of stirring drums, but with those silent deeds of love and mercy that the heavenly kingdom comes." How silently, how very silently God is at work this very moment in the world, in this place. Let all who have ears to hear, hear. Then the kingdom of heaven is surprising like buried treasure that the farmer found in the field. In his joy he went and sold all that he had and bought the field. In Jesus' day, the safest place to keep your money and your valuables was in the ground. You didn't put your treasures in a bank, you buried them in the earth. The only problem was you had to remember exactly where you left them. It is not the luck of the plow, but rather the wisdom of the farmer that we need to focus on here. He sold all that he had and bought this field and its treasure. What a surprise! Plowing down a furrow, he runs into something hard, which stops his plow, and he digs it out, and there is a box, and it's full of treasure. Dr. Fred Craddock, who wrote one of the homiletics books I used in seminary, tells a funny story about his conversation with an old greyhound dog, which he swears is true. Seems he was visiting a family up in Connecticut when he found himself alone in the living room with this old greyhound dog, which the family explained once raced on the Florida dog circuit. So as Dr. Craddock tells it, I took the opportunity to strike up a conversation with that old dog. I heard you retired, said Fred to the dog.
Is that what they told you? Replied the dog.
Well, I didn't retire. I spent 10 years running around that track, day after day, race after race, chasing that rabbit. Then one day I got close enough to get a good look at the thing. It was then I discovered that rabbit was a fake. I'd spent my whole life chasing a fake rabbit. I didn't retire. I quit. If you're tired of plowing the same old ground, if you're tired of chasing the same fake rabbit, enduring the same routine day after day, take heart. The kingdom of heaven, the greatest treasure on earth, may be closer than you think. You who have ears to hear, hear. Then the kingdom of heaven is priceless, like a fine pearl. A pearl which a merchant had searched for all his life, and when he finally found it, he sold everything he had and bought it. The treasure for the farmer was a surprise. The pearl for the merchant was the end of a long, long search. He had dealt in pearls. He knew them perfectly. He knew a good one from a bad one. He had searched all his life for that special pearl, the one that was more valuable, more important, that went beyond anything else he'd ever seen. And when he found it, he gave up everything he had to buy it. Alfred Lord Tennyson's story of the Holy Grail tells us of an object which lasts for eternity and gives ultimate meaning. And yet, in the knight's journey, he realizes that all that he touches will ultimately turn to dust, even the Holy Grail. Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows and spinning around? Then gather up all the broken dreams of your life and at the feet of Jesus lay them down and find your pearl of great price. Will it be costly? Definitely. But while you count the cost, consider the value. The merchant does not diversify his investments here. He sells all he has for that one priceless pearl. Our priceless pearl, yours and mine, is the kingdom of heaven. And I want to say with all my heart, it is worth it. All of you who have ears to hear, hear. Finally, the kingdom of heaven is mixed like a net of fish. The problem with fishing is that you never quite know what you're going to catch. As a young boy, I went fishing with my favorite uncle on the Colorado River in Austin, and I caught a turtle. It became clear to me that I would never like catching turtles. They bite and they claw, and they're almost impossible to get off the hook. I thought that turtles should stay on logs and leave my fishing line alone. But then, of course, in my 7-year-old naivete, it didn't occur that turtles were not likely to check with me. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a net, a seine, as we used to call it, let down in the water and capable of dragging anything in its way to the shore. A friend of mine lamented to me some years ago that he'd have to stop doing business with anyone he met at church, as he got burned every time. I think most of us have known people who got hurt in a relationship they assumed to be safe simply because they met the person at church. We can all find naive people at church,
just as surely as you can catch a fish with a seine in the river. The kingdom of God is mixed, and it is not up to the fish to do the sorting. The angels do that at the end of the day. Let all those who have ears to hear, hear. It's the kingdom, said Jesus. It's all about the kingdom. It's small like a mustard seed, silent like leaven, a surprise like a treasure found in a field, and as priceless as a precious pearl. And while it may be mixed down here, wait for it, watch for it, work for it. It is worth more than anything and everything you and I can possibly imagine. Let us pray. Teach us, Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not count the cost, to fight and not heed the wounds, to toil and not look for rest, to labor and ask for no reward save that of knowing that we are doing your will. Amen.